This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld, ready to take on this Monday.
Yeah, it's a Monday. It feels like a Monday. It smells like a Monday. Everything about this says Monday. The only good thing is
that we look like a Monday.
We are in full Atlanta reunion glam right now, Barry. How dare you?
Wish you guys can see us.
Yeah, so I personally did my own glam today. I was thinking about it, but I decided not. It wasn't worth it. Much like Candy Burris.
Yeah. I mean, or Eva, like just bringing in one person to do the makeup, but like I can do my own hair, you know?
Right. Like my hair looks flawless already. So I'll just have someone come do the makeup. So obviously we are going to be talking about the Atlanta reunion today. The virtual reunion has arrived.
Something.
It's here. It's happening. Speaking of exciting, how was your weekend?
It was good. Like, I feel like it was longer than usual, which is weird because now the weekends just blend in with the week. But it snowed a lot where I was. So that was, you know, fun and exciting. Did it snow by you?
Lot.
Yeah, no, it snowed like a lot. It was like hailing at one point.
In the city, it snowed for like 2 minutes. Like I texted my roommate. I was like, look out the window, it's snowing. And he was like, no, it's not. And I'm like, yeah, it already stopped.
No, we had like an inch or something. Crazy. But you know, it gives us something else to talk about besides coronavirus. So snow is fun for while it lasted.
You know it's bleak when you're excited about snow in the middle of May because you're like, at least there's something to talk about.
They mentioned like a polar vortex. I was like, cool.
Like we're
now, back to coronavirus. Because
it's sad because we're finally getting into the season where it's like, okay, now I would be on a rooftop with a drink in hand.
It was almost like the world, like Mother Nature was like, here guys, like don't get too excited. Here's some snow so it doesn't make you that upset that you're missing day drinking.
I know. I'm perfectly content with it staying like 50 degrees for as long as possible because then I don't feel like I would go outside even if I could.
I know. I keep getting, because I'm quarantining with my parents, they're like, do you want to go out? Do you like want to maybe even just stick your head outside? Like, do you want any air at all? And I'm like, nope, I'm good. Thank you.
I finished season 2 of Married to Medicine over the weekend. And, oh, these women are just too much in the best way possible. But speaking of that, too much. We have the Atlanta reunion, lots of yelling. Overall, I thought part 1 was pretty entertaining.
I thought part 1 was actually very good. I thought it was better than some of the episodes of non-mentioned Real Housewives this season already. But like, I thought there was enough drama and back and forth and glam for one episode and we have 2 more left. So
I was really pleased. I was worried when they said they were going to do the virtual reunion that people would kind of be checked out, just like maybe I am every once in a while on a Zoom meeting, just kind of like not really fully paying attention, but everybody seemed like they really showed up kind of in it to win it and like ready to go, which I appreciate.
Yeah, not to mention we talked about it when we saw a commercial a few weeks ago, but they were all again in white dresses. That was the dress code. They all looked stunning. They all had again those matching living rooms, which I thought was very ironic, but I like that bling, chic, glam living room with the silver fluffy pillows and like massive wine glasses and candelabras. Like that's what all of their living rooms looked like. And honestly, I was here for it. I thought that Candy being the only one not having glam looked unbelievable. Like I said again a few weeks ago, she is just a beautiful individual.
Yeah. Candy looked, I appreciated that she went glam squadless. but yeah, all of them look like they got a $1,000 gift card to Z Gallery and just ordered some shit online for the reunion.
I know, right? I was like, are these really your houses?
I know. I guess they all just have that same aesthetic. But one of the first things that we talked about on the reunion, which really made me sad, is the fact that Mark and Kenya are still together working on their relationship. And Kenya tells us that Mark, since filming, has done a complete 360, which I would just like to point out for all my geometry fans out there, that is a perfect circle, which means he's right back to where he started.
Well, also, she also mentioned they're doing, thank you, Dylan, for that. That was so funny. That was great. They are now doing Zoom counseling or virtual counseling. And it was funny because Andy was like, oh, like how, like it's virtual. How are you doing that? Cause you're not. And at that point, Kenya was even like what we're doing right now, like it's virtual. And I was like, come on, Andy, that's a start for them because they're quarantined anyway. And they have to make something work for the time being because they do have a daughter. So I guess we'll see how that goes maybe next season. I don't, or in the blogs, who knows?
I think it is my personal favorite thing when the women on Atlanta reference the blogs, because it's such a vague thing. And I know what kind of websites and stuff they're referring to, but I just love that for a decade now, we've been hearing these women talk about the blogs and it's still so relevant. And even if I don't understand the specifics of the drama that's going down, I'm like, yes, yes, talk about the blogs.
I know. Also, really quick, they mentioned it for like 1 second and then moved on, but Nene's new single. Every time we watch something, there someone just has a song coming out. I'm like, what is happening?
Okay, I will say Nene's single is better than I expected it to be. It's kind of a bop. And when she said that it's doing very well compared to some other people's, ooh, that shade.
I know, but Nene really does throw the best shade. Like she says, Nene always wins. And you know what? I believe that. I really do. She's great to listen to.
I know. And Nene is the kind of person where she can turn on a dime between literally yelling into the camera and then being like, I don't want to participate in this anymore.
Well, and then at one point when Andy put her on mute, I was dying because, like, why did he choose her to put on mute? Everyone was yelling and arguing. And then he was just like, boop, see what I did there? And then, yep, I can leave just like this. When she closed the computer, I want to know if this was mentioned before, because she didn't close it all the way, which I want to know if that was done on purpose or not. You saw her, the inside of her computer. So I was like, what did you do that? And then she was missing for like however we know long, and then we see the dramatics and Cynthia's like, I don't see Nene anymore. Like, where did she go? And then of course she comes back and goes, like nothing happened, and was like, I had to pee and change my tampon. Like,
I loved when they flashed to the 8 boxes around Andy and it's all of them sitting there in their white dresses and then Nene's just like partially closed computer. Such a good visual. I also love that they are all just sipping on drinks the entire time. I feel like when we do in-person reunions, they usually aren't drinking that we see during the reunion. But now, every time we see a reaction, Portia has multiple different beverages, I noticed. I want to know who's drinking alcohol and how much they've had at various points in the reunion, because I want to know if people are drunk or if we're just seeing like completely sober thoughts or whatever. There's a lot of yelling though. We see Nini and Eva getting into it, Nini and Kenya getting into it.
When they did Portia, like the scoreboard.
Portia and Kenya.
She got in a fight with like the check marks.
There was a lot of feuding last night. I will say Eva, I think, has a tendency to bring it more at the reunion than she does on the actual show, which frustrates me. Yeah.
I know. I loved when Nini was like, kept telling her to respect her elders though. To Eva. But here's the thing about Eva. Like, I feel like we've talked about this, but does she have genuine things to fight about, or is it just for relevancy? I don't get it. And I feel like her fights aren't worthwhile. I want to say, like, even Nini kept telling her like to go back to oh my god, my brain, America's Next Top Model.
When she was talking about nobody cares the carpets she was on 17 years ago.
Yes. And like, go back. And like, that was it. I was like, oh my. And then they get just so into their insults that it gets more exciting than the actual fight. I'm like, oh my God, what are they going to say next? How are they going to drag that person next? And I mean, I feel like it is true. Them two don't have Nini and Eva have that much in common. So I was kind of there for nay.
I will say
at that point,
I feel like Eva doesn't really have genuine relationships with a lot of these women way that
I agree.
I feel like when Portia and Kenya are fighting, or Candy and like basically all of them except for Eva, I feel like have this genuine back and forth, and there is history between them. And I mean, other than Eva, they've all been on the show for a long time now. And when Eva pops in, it's kind of like, wait, what's your issue with Portia? Like, I don't even remember like why you guys actually have beef. Whereas when it's Portia and Kenya or something, it's like, oh yeah, there's years of
exactly.
Drama. So I think it's hard. It's hard though, because then when you think about if they bring new people into the cast, is it going to be the same problem again? Because I think that's maybe part of the reason why Eva doesn't really pop in the cast, because she doesn't have that history. But then it's like, how do you cast anyone new?
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking of Eva, you know, I hate to do this because like, I don't like talking about people's looks to this extent, but I have to bring up her boobs. Like, I have to, because what was going on with them? And I'm only saying it because Portia brought it up too. Portia did say that Eva's boobs were social distancing last night, which it did look like they were. And if that's the case, just don't wear something that doesn't help them.
I will say,
that's all I'm going to say.
Eva posted a picture in the dress where she was standing up and she looked great. But then I think she didn't try it on and sit down in her reunion position because...
Yeah. It wasn't doing them justice.
Yes. And she's a beautiful woman.
Of course. Yeah.
Though I will say so we're both going to say our favorite read of the night.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'll just get into mine now, because obviously I think Eva's a beautiful woman, but I completely fucking lost it when Portia called her a thumb with lips.
Okay. I am going to say that I have three, because I could not decide because of how good their insults are to each other. The fact that, of course, I didn't agree with this one, but the fact that Kenya told Nini that she looks like a white woman in drag, like she doesn't know if she's watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta or White Chicks, I was like, are you effing kidding me? That was clearly Kenya just going for Nini though, because like, that wasn't true. You know what I mean? Kenya, like, that was so
Kenya
weird.
And Nini for years have had this dynamic of just coming for each other about their looks and their bodies and their surgeries, and it's so hilarious because they're both beautiful women in their own right, but it's so hilarious to me that that's what they keep coming back to. And the white chicks line really did get me. Yeah.
And I mean, like, NeNe looked incredible, as always. I'm a huge NeNe fan. But, and then also when Portia, you know, called Kenya a fake friend and said, you're a horrible friend with fake receipts, but you look cute. Like, I love that. It was like, that was awesome. And then even Andy commented on that too, because she like had to throw that in. Portia's really good with those cutesy little insults, you know, like she always comes back from what she said. And I love that. Then my third, which I even texted you about last night, because Andy got involved, when they just kept yelling about, we dogged each other. And then they just kept yelling it back and forth, that even Andy started yelling it, that it became like a chant. And I was like, this is amazing. This is really good TV right now.
It became a riff on that iconic moment. The, I see you, you see me, we see each other.
We dogged each other. We dogged each other. I was like, this is so good. I don't even know what they're talking about anymore, but.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Also, I forgot about this one when Portia called Eva a raggedy-ass hoe.
And like at that point, you just have to take it, because either you have to have something to come back to, or just what are you going to do? You know, just be like, and then Portia kept saying, just telling Eva to shut up. She was like, shut up, bitch. And I was like, okay, that's just rude. That one was rude. I was like, don't say that. We have to talk about the text message.
Yeah. So we talked about that in this reunion, we tend to forget what they're even fighting about, because so quickly it just evolves into hurling insults, and it's very entertaining, but it can be hard to maintain the thread of what's actually happening. And so in the second part of the reunion last night, we started uncovering this weird storyline of who's talking shit about who behind their backs. And so there's kind of two sides of this. So there's Kenya, there's Portia and NeNe's friendship. And Kenya says that NeNe was talking shit about Portia way back when she was on The Celebrity Apprentice and wanting to get Portia off of The Real Housewives, which I don't know why we're bringing up 3-year-old D at this reunion.
Yeah.
But so that's a thing that allegedly happened. And then kind of in response to that, Portia says that she has a text from Kenya shit-talking Cynthia. And that's the infamous receipt that we're, I guess, going to see next week on the reunion. But
well,
I
thought it was interesting that she kept saying she has the text message. And Portia sounded very, like, secure on this. Like, she has this, mm-hmm. she has this. And then they kept asking her, what is it? Like, what does it say? And she kept being very confident about the receipt that she had, that Andy kept saying, send it to me. Send me the screenshot. Send me the text message. Send it to me and Cynthia. And then at one point, Portia goes, okay. And then you saw her like playing with it with her nails. Like she couldn't screenshot it. She was scrolling, whatever. And I was like, okay, so does she end up sending it? Because at this point, there's no, Kenya kept saying it's not true. They both seemed very confident in Portia having it and Kenya saying she didn't, which obviously is always, you know, when you're fighting with someone, you always stand your ground. But I'm very, very excited to see the outcome of this because if she has a receipt, she has a receipt. But no one's seen it yet.
Well, Kenya responded to a tweet last night about this, saying that we're going to see next week that the receipt is fake, which I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know if I trust Kenya. Even if she says that the receipt, that we know the receipt is fake, I don't know if they're actually going to prove anything. And at this point, it probably doesn't really matter, other than the fact that Cynthia has been riding pretty hard for Kenya. And if she actually does find out that Kenya was dogging her to Portia, then that would be a pretty tough blow. But I don't know. Right. I don't think Cynthia is really going to get into it that much compared to these other women. I know,
but Cynthia was like pretty secure with her decision that she didn't believe what the text message said. So I would be sad too for her if that is the case, but we shall see. I mean, now I'm excited for next Sunday. Oh God.
I know. I feel like it's the kind of reunion where it feels like the season ended 100 years ago. So this reunion feels like it's really its own thing. It's not, it doesn't feel like a continuation of the season so much as it's like almost a special virtual fight. I don't know. It's like, because they have so many different things they're talking about too. It's like the issues with Wendy Williams and all of their friendships and whatever. I feel like so much has gone on outside of just the context of this season that the reunion really feels like just a 3-hour lay it all on the floor Zoom fight session, and I'm here for it. I don't know, I'm enjoying it.
I agree, and I'm excited. I knew I wasn't going to be let down by this reunion. Huh, what kind of word was that? By this reunion. But yeah, I really wasn't. I was excited for them because they're all so comical. So I like hearing their fights, but sometimes they're like me and I'm like, can't we all just be friends? Like Candy, just like sit out.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So speaking of who is throwing the best shade, bringing the best insults, my number one problem in the group for the reunion so far is definitely Portia. She is always over the top, always bringing it. She has the comebacks and the zingers ready to go. And she also looks stunning. That I love her little crown moment. And I'm just fully, fully living for Portia right now.
Okay, speaking of the crown though, that's another insult, remember? Kenya said she won hers, and Portia, she said, if you can't win them, you can buy them. Portia's like, well, mine's not dusty.
Mine's not dusty. Oh my God. But so good. My, there's so many layers.
Yes. It's ridiculous. My Bravo Lab goes to Nini just because I loved the shutting of the computer, and I loved that it was so good that they even put it in the preview for the reunion. And I just love, I love a good Nene moment. Nay, nay.
I will say, at the beginning of, for the first half of this season, I really was down on Nene. She wasn't really engaging. She wasn't participating the way I think anyone should on these shows. But she really has brought it back around. I don't know what they'll do with the casting for next season, but Nene has certainly been bringing it. So I'm excited for that.
Every time we mention something, there's another insult that goes with it. So speaking of what you just said, because Nene wasn't in it when she closed her computer, Kenya told her, you know, you should be on this because you need those checks. You weren't in as many episodes, so you need to be on the reunion.
I was dying at that because I feel like they never talk about how people not being in episodes and people need, like, getting paid or whatever. She was like, Andy, she'll be back. She needs them checks.
This so good. This was good. This is a good. I highly recommend you guys watch the reunion if you didn't, but stay tuned for next week too.
Yeah, we will be back. So next Monday we will be covering part two, of course. Mm-hmm. Until then, we will be back on Thursday to talk about some Vanderpump in Beverly Hills. And also, on this Friday's episode, we will have a special interview with Leah McSweeney, which was very fun. So that'll be, it's going to be a fun week, I think.
Yeah, it'll help us. We're hoping to get you guys through the week because we're helping ourselves too.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, join our Facebook group, Bravo by Betches, and also follow on Instagram and Twitter, and have a great day.
See you soon. Talk to you soon. Stay in touch.
Bye, braggity ass hoes.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a Wildberry Splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.